Drums in, let's have a party. Pump up the bitter. Shh, test it. Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter.
Hey Mike.
Hey Phil.
It's been crappy weather here over the Memorial Day weekend, but you know, we have suddenly come to a beautiful sunny evening, and we're standing in what can only be described as a very large garage, but maybe that's not right. Where are we?
We're in Lombard, Illinois today.
We are. That's just down the road from us. That's only a little ways from the Britain Yankee Pub in West Chicago, right?
It is.
We're standing looking at shelves with bags and bags of, I guess it's wheat or I don't know. Let's find out. There's somebody in front of us.
There's somebody right next to you. Let's ask
him. He knows what he's talking about. So, good afternoon, sir.
Hello.
Do you work here?
I do indeed.
Tell us a little bit. What's your name?
My name is William O'Brien.
Okay. Hi, Will. And this is your brewery, I think.
It is.
So tell us the name, all about it. How did you get started?
Sure. This is Flesk Brewing. We're located in Lombard, Illinois. It's just me and my brother, James. We got started probably about 5 years ago with homebrewing. And we sort of graduated. We started brewing on our own. We entered a couple competitions, and we said, hey, maybe we can do this for real. And then we got a business plan together, we got some money together, and we decided to actually go for it, and we opened this brewery up. So, yeah, that's Flesk Brewing.
And from what I can see, you have a lot bigger than what I would say would be the garage brewery,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is kind of a step up from the garage. Yeah, this is a small warehouse.
Yeah, but it's not anywhere like the big mass breweries. So,
no.
What sort of barrelage do you produce here?
Sure, I guess you would consider us a nano brewery first off.
A what?
A nano brewery.
Oh, that's a new one. I haven't heard that.
A little bitty wee bit of a brewery.
Oh, okay.
Very true, very true. If we crack 100 barrels in this first year, that's a good year. That's a good first year. So we might do 80 barrels, we might do 100 barrels this year. We'll see.
So what is your distribution then? I think you mentioned when we exchanged information over the internet, over the wonderful internet, you know, Mike, that you were distributing to certain bars and there was some bottling going on. Tell us what you're doing.
Sure. 90% of what we do is probably bottled. We probably have about 15 different retail accounts, and then we probably have about 3 to 5 bar draft accounts. Most of what we do is bottle. It's all hand bottled, hand capped, and then I throw it in the trunk of my car. James throws it in the trunk of his car.
Yeah.
We drive it down to the retailer and we drop it off.
Now, is that legal? Because I know they have lots of strict distribution laws over here in Illinois.
As we know, some of the friends of ours at Vandenbosch are going through some of the same legalese with starting your own brewery. Is there any problems with distribution or anything like that that you've seen?
No problems. About 2 years ago, the state of Illinois signed into law the ability for brewers like us, under 15,000 barrels produced, 7,500 barrels distributed, the ability to self-distribute, which means I can actually throw in the trunk of my car, drive down the street. I don't need a distributor at this point. If I grow very, very, very large, then I would need a distributor. Right now, we're actually working on legislation to actually increase the barrelage from 15,000 to 200,000 barrels as a total
count. Wow, that's quite a jump, isn't it?
That is a big jump.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If we actually got that big, I would need a distributor to handle our actual distribution.
Yeah, right,
but for now, it allows us the ability to sustain our business and the ability for us to reinvest in it and actually grow a little bit.
Sounds like you've got a real good thing going on here, because it's exciting, it's new, it's fresh. You know, Mike, he's plied us with some beverages as we walked in.
The first
question he asked was, can I offer you a frosty beverage? And of course, we had to decline.
No, of course we didn't decline.
Let's grab what he gave us. Now,
excuse me?
Pardon me? No. Oh, good. We have in our hand here a couple of really cold brews. I mean, this is straight from the freezer, which is some guy just coming out of it right now. Okay, there he is. And then when he passed it to us, I said, let's guess and see what it could be. Now, you know, obviously we know nothing about beer.
Nothing.
So not we wanted to give it a taste.
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Oh, it's very, very good. I like it. Of course, you know, I'm not one for super hoppy.
No.
So a nice pale ale like this is...
And we got it right? It's a pale ale. What is it we're drinking, Will?
It's called Occam's Razor. It's a smash. And so what smash...
Well, it's not yet until we buy a lot
indeed.
Of it.
Indeed. Smash stands for single malt and single hop. S-M-A-S-H. The malt we use is Maris Otter, which is a UK hop, or a UK malt, I'm sorry. And then we use Centennial, which is an American hop profile. And we took the two and we essentially smashed them together and created this 6.5% pale ale.
Wow, 6.5%. I wouldn't have said
a little
that,
bit of Britain, you? A little bit of the U.S.
That's it.
Should have named it the Britain Yankee.
I think so. You should have called it. Absolutely. Well, how about, hey, maybe they will.
In our dreams.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So I have a question. How many different beers right now do you guys produce?
We have 5 currently on the shelf. We have a 6th actually bubbling away in one of our fermenters. It's called Kai. It's our summer ale made with ginger and grapefruit. Our brewery is very small, as you guys can probably see. We only have 2 fermenters. We don't have the ability to actually continually make the same brand over and over again. This is what we do is we use Facebook to actually weed out some of the beers that they don't like. So our first beers that we made were A Force of Nature and Feral Cat. We're not actually making those anymore. And we're bringing out Occam's Razor and Kai, which is our summer ale. At the end of this couple of months, we'll probably do the same question on Facebook, and we'll say, hey, of all the beers you've had, which 2 do you like? And they'll bring out 2 new beers. And so we essentially have 4 beers that are continually rotating on the shelves. If you see one of our older beers, it's very limited. You're not going to see it anymore, but, you know, maybe it wasn't one of the best ones. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of the ones we have on is even more popular. Essentially, like our IPA right now is a very popular beer, so that's why we make it over and over again.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying that one, because you know I have a penchant for IPAs, which means I like them. Thank you. you said you have one that's bubbling away, which is ginger and grapefruit. I'm very partial to ginger. I like the Juju Ginger from the Left Hand Brewing Company a lot. I also like ginger beer, which is the non-alcoholic form that you're going to find in places like Costco. They do that now, right?
So,
when's that going to be ready?
That should be ready in about 3 weeks. We're right now at the end of May. It should be ready about mid to end of June.
Okay, so we won't be able to taste that one right now, but maybe we can come back. Who knows?
To look forward to.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
You said you had an IPA. What's going on with that one?
The IPA is one we've been making since the beginning of the year. It's 7%. It's a little bit bready. We use aromatic malt, which gives it that thick, kind of chewy flavor to it. And then we use Citra hops, which of course is a very popular hop profile. We have a ton of it, so we just kind of sprinkle it in here and there, and we decided to make an IPA using entirely Citra hops.
Anything like way out? Because we usually find when we talk to brewers that they've got something that they're experimenting with, right?
You're right, yeah.
I mean, you know,
something that they're not 100% on, but still going to try it.
And something that jumps to mind, and you've probably heard about it, of course, is the Wincoop Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout, made with the flavor of bull's testicles. Yet to be tasted on the Britain Yankee, but
yeah,
hopefully in the summer we'll get that.
We can keep waiting.
Yeah, my daughter's going to bring some in. Hello! Is that me? Somebody steering your car, Mike. Quick, off you go.
Welcome to the industrial park.
Oh, there you go.
Somebody just got a new alarm system for their car.
They go, darn, I hit that panic button again. Where were we? Oh, yes, extreme beers. Yeah. Anything going on there?
I don't know if we do anything extreme, but we definitely have experimented right away. Currently, we have an Imperial Porter, which is 9.5%. We fermented it back in January, finished up in February, and we actually put it in an Elijah Craig bourbon barrel.
Oh.
In which it will sit for probably about a year.
So it's in there now?
It is.
So if I rolled that away, you'd be a bit ticked off.
I'd be a little bit ticked off. That would be a mild way of putting it.
Okay, so bringing it right down, we see one barrel. How many bottles of beer do you get out of that?
Sure. We usually do about one barrel batches. We do two barrel fermenters, so we double batch. The most beer we've gotten out of our batches is about 30 cases.
Oh, okay.
And we do...
What's that? That's 30 times 24. What's that? Mm. A lot, right?
Yeah, okay. It's a lot, but very small. I mean, honestly, yeah. You look at like Miller and places like that, even like bigger microbreweries, we're producing a fraction of what they make.
Now, the bottling, are you guys doing 12-ounce or are you doing bombers?
We're doing bombers right now. We actually hand bottle everything, so the bombers are a little bit easier for us.
Sure.
Getting on the shelves a little bit easier to, you know, instead of the 12-pack or 6-pack carriers, rather, it's a little bit easier to get on the shelf. So,
sure.
So you have started up this brewery, which was when? And when did you get going here?
We signed our lease back in April of last year. We were officially self-distributing as of the beginning of this year. So only for about 5-6 months now.
And you've had to go through all the business planning. One of the things that always interests me is how do you come up with the beer labels and the right graphics and so on and so forth?
Sure. A lot of it comes down to me and James sitting around after a couple of beers. It's not good sober. It's better after a couple extra. And then you start taking names and you start throwing at the wall, like what sticks and what doesn't, you know. When you say something like, oh, I'm going to name something, you know, white paint, lame, dumb, let's move on. But then we throw something at the wall called Force of Nature, and that kind of came from a card game back and when we were children, and we were like, yeah, that's a good way of naming that. So, I mean, it's
Magic,
fun.
Magic the Gathering?
Indeed.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a different iteration from different. Like, currently, the one we have coming out is called Kai, and that's named after my wife's bird.
So it's not named after the restaurant down the road?
No, okay. Definitely not.
I thought it was somebody German named Kai.
No. Oh, the Kaiser?
No.
Oh, okay.
I work for somebody named Kai.
So oh, okay.
I just wondered.
So a bird. What type of bird?
Yeah, it's just a bird. It's a Quaker parakeet. I made this beer for my wife for her birthday. She's like, I want a grapefruit beer. I want a ginger beer. Make them together. I'm like, I'll give it what I can. So
cool.
You just say okay when your wife says make this for me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so you got what?
You 50, just say yes, 50, I'll give it a shot.
50 brownie points for that one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then a year later, I'm like, all right, we're going to actually make it. She's like, all right, now I get to name it. I'm like, okay, let's figure out what to do. Yeah. You know, so that's kind of how that whole process. I mean, there's no set way of doing it. It's just kind of a collaboration.
So that's the names. What about the labels?
The labels we use, a local graphics company. So my brother and I are both Boy Scouts from back in the day.
Ah, so they're always ready, you know. Dib, dib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that kind of Boy Scout, maybe.
What?
I don't know.
Well, we are that kind of Boy Scout. And we have friends with the Boy Scouts, and one of ours actually owns a graphics company. And we're like, hey, these are the names we came up with. These are the ideas for our beers. We're like, all right, well, let's see if we can give it a shot. And they kind of come up with it. And we give them the inspiration, and then they take it to a different level, and they do phenomenal work for it. So.
Cool.
It sounds really good. I think it's time to try one of the other beers, though, because we are here to sample you now.
Yes. And well, I have one quick question about your brew kettles in the back. Is that a propane grill that you're using on that?
Natural gas. It could be used as propane, okay, but
it's
natural gas.
It looks similar to one I've seen, but that one's a little fancier.
Yeah,
it's got higher. It's got big buttons too, so it must be pretty good.
Big knobs.
Yeah. Say. yeah. So, the setup. We'll take a couple of pictures here and post them out on the website. So the setup is very
Spartan,
but you've got everything you need to produce good beer.
Just
well organized. It's well set up. You know. I'm intrigued to know when you're going to move up to the next level. We're going to follow you guys and make sure that we keep track of you. Let's pause a little bit, take a quick break, shall we?
Yes, please.
And let's get another beer out if he's going to go into the old fridge there and find it for us, I hope so. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a pause, come out the other end.
Woohoo.
What is beer? Well, certainly beer's 10 minutes of pleasure.
It's the chosen brew of the gods.
It is the most popular alcoholic beverage in the nation.
We Americans think of beer as our national drink. It's as American as baseball and apple pie.
A seemingly simple brew steeped in passion, pride, and contradictions.
According to the Rhein-Heitzgebot law in Germany, beer is only four things. It's malted barley, water, yeast, and hops.
Doctors have prescribed it, and Congress has banned it.
Beer is kind of a window into human condition throughout history. It takes you to artistic places, gastronomic places, historical places.
Beer is the elixir of life.
Every generation has redefined its flavor, but its story is older than America itself.
So Mike, Will has gone to his supply cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
He's pulling out a couple more samples for us.
Yes.
He has given us a couple of samples of his Saison, which is called what, Will?
Noman Saison.
Noman Saison. And he's going to show us. Oh, Gnomon. G-N-O-M-O-N.
The G is Gnomon. Silent.
The what?
The G is Gnomon. Silent.
The G is silent.
Indeed.
As in shit?
Yes.
Okay.
Gnomon.
Oh, no, it's not.
Like
right.
A gnome. Garden gnome.
Oh, garden gnome. Travelocity, you should get them to sponsor it.
Yeah.
So we got that, okay, going on. Okay. And then he's also poured us a sample of his American wheat, which is called Feral Cat.
Mm-hmm.
So
while I grab
one of those, you had a question.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking kind of off air real quick about brewing ideas and when you go through the brewing process. Where do you get some of your ideas, I mean, for a new beer? Do you have something in mind going into it? Or have you tried something somewhere else and go, you know what, that's good, but I think I can tweak it to really make it unique?
Sure, I'm sure it's a little bit of both. Uh-huh. You know, James and I have been drinking now for a little while. We've had beers that we really enjoy. And so we'll say, wow, I can do a double. Everyone makes, like, for example, an IPA, mm-hmm. which unfortunately I don't have here today. But we want to make it as well because we're hop heads. And
right.
So that's kind of where that comes from. The other thing is that James has a very creative mind. He's like, well, I want to do an Imperial Hefe. Nobody's made an Imperial Hefe, so we kind of want to. And that's one of our fall beers that we'll be producing. It's a little bit of both. Again, it's a combination of, you know, what have other people done that we like that we want to tweak, and then what can we kind of crazy come up with on our own.
Right.
Imperial Hefe, that's a Hefeweizen, but with a lot of...
Yeah.
A lot of...
Chutzpah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll probably be anywhere between 8 and 12%. We'll
Holy schmoly.
Yeah.
So I'm sampling here while you were chatting. I picked up the Cubs mug.
Saison.
Thank you very much. And I am sampling the Saison.
Yes.
And I'm very partial to Saisons, but there's been a few I've had that have not really been up to par. They've just been too... just kind of weird. This one... It's got a very nice color to it. I would say it was a dark yellow. I'd say a golden yellow, yeah, something like that. Nice, nice aroma. And the flavor is very much what I would say the sweet sour type taste.
Yep.
I guess that's kind of how I describe it. But it's smooth. It's smooth like the pale ale. So I'm impressed. I'm impressed with that one.
Yeah.
Mike, you've got in your hand, but put that down.
Okay.
And we'll look at the beer. You've got the, what is it?
Feral Cat.
Yeah, Feral Cat, which is American wheat. Now, you're a big wheat man, aren't
you?
Yeah,
I am. And this one is the color, very, very golden.
Mm-hmm.
The taste and everything.
Nice head.
It does have a very nice head, yeah. Small bubbles, very creamy head. I shouldn't have had the pale ale first, so I'm not getting a real good pull on it. But it is this kind of a beer, and this beer I could drink all summer long, every day. This beer is so smooth going down, and
is it a light beer?
I hate to say light, but right now it tastes light after having a pale ale. But it's clean and really crisp. It's got a very clean, crisp flavor. It doesn't taste like a light beer, but it's lighter than everything else we had naturally. The one thing I'm noticing, though, with being a wheat, it's not as cloudy as wheat.
This is filtered, then?
Nothing is filtered. Oh. What you're seeing is a natural settling. So if I were to actually kick up the bottle and swirl a little bit, it'd be way more cloudy.
Right.
We don't filter anything. We don't have the ability to allow the particulates to be suspended. We have no way of doing that. So what you're seeing is a natural clarification process.
Right.
So what we see on the side of bottles a lot when you get a bottle of cask conditioned ale in the UK is be careful pouring it.
Yes.
Okay. So
absolutely.
You've done a good job here.
Yeah,
this is extremely good. I like this. Like I said, I could drink this all day.
Now, would you recommend that you have a slice of fruit with it? Because I know that there's a lot of people who have wheat ales and they like that, right?
I
know Mike doesn't
No, I leave the fruit salad behind the bar.
What about you, Will? What's your opinion on fruit?
I love food. I could do cheese. I could do fruit.
No. I mean in the beer.
Oh. I guess I'm a more traditionalist. I'm not going to usually put fruit. I'm not going to put syrup. And I want to drink it straight. That's just my partiality to it. So I'm not one to do that. If you want to do it, however, go for it.
So we got a question for you. Sorry. Where did you get the name Flesk? F-L-E-S-K.
Yeah, so it's a castle in Ireland. It's a defunct castle in Ireland. My father was 18 years old. He traveled abroad. And when my brother and I were growing up, he would tell us ghost stories about this castle, right? And it was a great idea. And, you know, when we were coming up with different names for our brewery, my brother and I, our last name is O'Brien. It's about as ubiquitous as Smith. You can't use that. And we thought about craft beer and like what separates one craft brewer from another. It's typically the story behind the brewery. And so when we started thinking about stories and our upbringing, it's what's the story behind the beer? And this kind of encapsulated the idea of storytelling for us. And so when we decided to go with it, we're like, that's easy. Nobody else has used it yet. It doesn't have a number in it. It doesn't have like a street name in it. We're going with it. And then that's kind of where we took off with that idea.
Cool. Yeah. What's your dad's name?
Harry O'Brien,
to be sure. I know the guy down the road there. The old boy is an airport.
Harry O'Brien.
So after we've ticked off the Irish. No. Hey, I've been doing that for hundreds of years, so what the hell? There's no problem.
It's the ultimate equalizer.
It is. It's the equalizer. Some of your compadres who were with us made a beer run.
They did.
And have located some bottles of exceptional beer, one of them being the IPA. So yes. I think I need to taste your wheat and see if I agree with that.
Okay.
And then it looks like we've got to open the IPA and share it around and make sure everybody's happy with that one. So I guess we'll have another quick break here and come back in just a minute with a bottle of the IPA and see if we can taste that. And then we'll find out exactly where people can find your beer, which is very important because if we've been promoting you here,
they need to go and find website, it. Facebook, we're going to hit them all.
We are. And the bars and, you know, and there's a couple of strip joints that we know of. So we're good. That's good. Okay. Put your pants back on.
Oh, sorry.
Good God. Okay. Take a break.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Cut my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use a
beer.
Beer! Beer!
Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer!
I can't remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your friends. Drink till you're fat.
stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread, it's good for you. We like to drink till we spew. Ooh, who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that. As we sing once more, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it,
beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here. Golly, I adore it.
Beer.
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Speed it to me.
Beer.
The most wonderful drink in the world. Hooray!
All right, so we're back, and we have indeed poured out a sample of the... I've forgotten the name of it now. Oh, yeah, what is it? The IPA?
Front Toward Enemy.
Front Toward Enemy, which is a mouthful, if you'll pardon the expression.
Indeed.
So, what do you think, Mike? Because you're not a big IPA guy.
I had a couple questions as soon as I tasted this. I stuck my huge nozzle in there and got a sniff, and it's unlike other IPAs, it's not, you don't get punched in the face with all floral. So, but it does have a nice floral hoppy smell, and the hoppiness of it is phenomenal. I mean, all kidding aside, this is a very good IPA.
But you're not a big hoppy guy, so
I am
you like
not,
this one?
And that's why I like it. And the first question I have for Will is, what's
question
the IBU?
Number one for 10 points.
What's the IBUs?
I believe this beer is 40 IBUs.
Oh,
okay.
Not
so
that high,
it's but... it's not real high. It's not even half. Mm-hmm. As far as the scale goes. So this, as far as an IPA, and the alcohol is 6.7. Really?
Seven. Wow. Okay. I wouldn't have said that was
I
seven.
Would, that's
but,
why
okay,
I was
good.
Going six,
mm-hmm.
low six.
Nice.
It's a very good, I really, really like this IPA. And that's hard for me to say with an IPA.
Yeah, especially after a couple of beers. No. I agree with you. I like the IPA a lot. It's very, very smooth. There's no heavy punch at the end of it.
No, it's real smooth at the end. It kind of trails off. It does not hang on there and feel like you got something gloopy on the back of your tongue.
Yeah, it takes a while for me to get the flavor through. I think, as far as I'm concerned, your pale ale is excellent. Excellent.
Excellent pale ale.
And I love the Saison. The IPA mm-hmm. is right in there. I'm not so keen on the wheat, though, but there you
sure.
go.
You don't like wheat beers, though.
I'm not a big wheat guy.
Yeah, you don't like that. You need something
I don't
with
sway in the wind like the wheat.
No, but you like something with a little bit more chutzpah to it. You want
you
love your IPAs. The higher, the better.
That's right. That's right. Now, why don't you brew a nice stout for the summer? Can you brew
stout
a summer stout?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
You
do that.
You can absolutely do a stout in the summer.
Well, you're
going to
do it. You're going to call it the Britain Yankee Stout.
The Britain
because we
Yankee
are.
Stout.
Oh, because we
that's
are.
Gonna, that's got failure all over it.
Hey.
Absolutely not.
Isn't a stout in the summertime? I don't know. That's kind of hard.
We love stouts. We absolutely do.
Yeah, I'm very partial. My next two wheat beers, I love stouts and I love porters more than anything. You give me a good stout, you can just leave me alone in the corner. I'll drink it all night long. You know,
sure.
So...
We have we've probably overstayed our welcome here. They've been more than generous with their hospitality. We're really intrigued to follow your brewery over the coming months. So give us a call when you upgrade.
Sure.
Tell the listeners where they can actually get your beer locally. I know you mentioned there was some liquor store that you were distributing to. There were some bars. That's the word I'm looking for, bars. Bars that you were distributing.
Pops.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I think you would know that having one in your basement.
Yeah, that's true. Give the listeners a little bit of an idea where they can get it. Because, because it's worth coming out, folks, to the western suburbs.
Sure. Let's see. If I can remember them all, if I forget anybody, I apologize. So there's 20 West in Lombard, Ardmore Station, Sal's Beverage World, Foremost Liquors, Cuvée Cellars, Corner Cottage, Malloy's. Then there's two Binnie's locations. There's Downers Grove and Glen Ellen.
Mistress Binnie's?
There's
where was like Binnie's? Because it sounds like some 17th century chambermaid. You know? Anyway,
I
carry
like
on.
Very good, very good.
You said the Binnie's, is that the one on Route 38, Roosevelt?
There was the one in Glen Ellen on Roosevelt, and there's one on Downers Grove off of Butterfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right by 355.
Right.
If you're local to the area, there we go.
Standard Market, which is in Westmont. And then into the city, we're at Fishman's, we're at Capone's, we're at Beer Temple.
Well, there you go. So there are some downtown then. That's real good.
Yeah, right off of I-90, basically.
So we expect you to come a little further west now to...
Maybe
you can
time.
Stock us at the Brit and Yankee Pub.
Yeah, right.
We'll have to have a talk with the cellar master, right, Mike?
Well, yes, we will. Yeah, hey, wait, okay. That's me.
Oh, okay. We'll have a talk with him, all right?
All right, I will.
Will, thank you so much for your hospitality.
What about website and Facebook?
Yes, do you have a website and a Facebook?
I do have a website. It's www.fleskbrewing.com, but follow us on Facebook. It's the most up-to-date everything, Facebook and Twitter. So I believe it's Facebook/FleskBrew, and the same thing with Twitter.
And shall I tweet something?
Well, we'll also add it to the Brit and Yankee fan page.
There you go.
And have those people, go over and check them out and become like the brewery as well.
I think that's a great idea. Well, as we always finish up our podcasts, basically we say it's good evening from me.
And good evening from him.
And cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh, a trio. A menage a clink. That's what it was.
It was. Clink. Oh, I thought we were doing a Hogan's Heroes thing.
Yeah, we've done it. Okay.
Don't mention the war.
Yeah, don't mention the war. Okay, let's get out of it. These
okay,
Irish
quick.
Are killing me.
Let's go.
This bloody Irish. Come on.
Through there.
Brit and Yankee.
Brit and Yankee.
I'll have a pint. Now, go. Give us a pint. You got any tetanus?
A pint, please, Bob. Give another pint, please, Bob.